So we are bought at a great price. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Many of the spiritual authors have said that the cross has been the greatest pulpit. The greatest pulpit, the greatest sermon that was ever given. Because it was our Lord. It was the example that our Lord gives to us of His love that He had for all of our souls. His willingness to die the ignominious death on the cross. And so just that is, we can say, the greatest sermon. Even without having to say His seven last words, it was the greatest sermon that was given. The greatest example of a true love for our souls. And so from that, the lessons that we can gain from our Lord's death on the cross, and for us to remember that today, to go through the stations of the cross, how fitting that it is on this day, to try to take the time, the 12 to 3 time frame, and to consider what our Lord has done for us, to consider all that our Lord has suffered for our souls. And so that is something for us to meditate upon this whole day. I mean, granted, yes, 12 to 3 is a special time when our Lord hung on the cross for us, hung on the cross for our sins. And so it's good for us to be occupied in thinking of the passion and death of our Lord. It's important for us to consider that and to realize the whole purpose of why we have gone through this time, of why then our Lord suffered all of this, is to reach the resurrection. But we have to go through the passion and death in order to go to that goal of the resurrection. But we also see two great lessons for us, not only contemplating the passion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ, but one, to have a true sorrow for our sins. A true sorrow for our sins because we see what they have done to our Lord. We read in the gospel accounts, or we'll listen to the Passion later this afternoon. And as you follow along in the Passion of St. John, you will see all that our Lord suffered, all that our Lord did in order to redeem mankind. And yet even before that, His agony in the garden, of suffering that because He saw souls that would turn their back, that He saw souls that would not accept this. And so for us, truly, we must have a great contrition for our sins. It must be something that digs deep into our soul, that does affect us, of how it should affect us. It should produce then a great love for God. And we consider imperfect, perfect contrition. I mean, yes, imperfect contrition is sufficient to receive absolution and confession. Imperfect contrition just means we are sorry for our sins because of the punishment that is due to them. But we have to be striving for the perfect contrition, of moving toward that we don't want to offend Almighty God. And that is what we must strive for. And that is what must we try to elicit during this time period of going over the solemn liturgy. And that is what we must pray for. That's what we ask the graces from God for. And one example of that, of a soul accepting that grace from God, was St. Mary Magdalene. I mean, yes, we see with St. Mary Magdalene in her life. At some point in her life, she turned her back on God. Sacred Scripture doesn't tell us when, but at some point, she turned away from God. And when we do, it can be a slippery slope for us. So then we keep falling into sin after sin after sin, until we can be almost like Judas, where we abandon all hope. that we think that there is no hope for our soul. But on this day, it is a day that gives us great hope, because as I mentioned to you, we were bought with a great price. The price of God. And so we see the willingness that God has for our souls. And so even though we have someone like St. Mary Magdalene, that for many years turned her back on God, committed many, many sins, to the point that we see in sacred scripture, it talks about how many devils she had in her. But then at one point in her life, she accepted the grace of God. At one point, she accepts that grace of God to truly have a great love for God. And then she goes completely to the opposite. To where with that, she had such a great love for God, that is why God forgave her all her sins. Because of that great love. And we see that recorded in sacred scripture too. Because you have loved much, much was forgiven. And the accounts of the great love that she had. So that is why we must try to look at this day. Where yes, we look and see the passion and the death of our Lord. We see what he suffered for us. But it is the illustration of the great love for God that he has for our souls. That he would be willing to die this ignominious death. That he would subject his only begotten Son to all of this. Just to save even one of us. But we know that God, his intention is to save every single soul. But we are the ones that turn our back on that. We are the ones that reject that. And it is because of our own free will. Something, again, a gift that God has given to us. And so we abuse that gift. And that is something that's for us to understand sin. Sin is just the abuse against God's law. Abuse against the gifts that God has given to us. It is because, in a way, we think we know better. And so when we look at St. Mary Magdalene, and we see how, yes, at one point in her life, she was completely away from God. But then it took the grace of God for her to accept that grace. And then she came with a great love. To the point that she stayed faithful at the foot of the cross. To the point that she would go and she would wipe our Lord's feet with her hair after crying, washing them and then wiping them. And so we see the great love that she had. And so maybe it's something for us that we should ask the question, have we truly accepted God's grace? Do we have that kind of a love? Or is our love disordered? Is it disordered toward our own will, toward creatures, anything but God? And so that is something that we must try to consider. That is something that we must try to examine. Examine and think about. And when we go through the sacred liturgy today, and if you had the chance to come to the conference that went over the different parts of it, hopefully that'll give you a greater appreciation for what the church is bringing us to meditate upon. What the church is giving us to think about during this solemn liturgy, of how the church helps us to try to have that greater love, of how the church is trying to elicit in us this great contrition for our sins, but this great love. So as I say, pray for that grace. Pray for that grace during this sacred Triduum, these sacred 3 days that the church gives to us, to receive all of these graces. And yet a lot of times we waste them. We waste the opportunities for the grace of God. And so let us consider St. Mary Magdalene, her faithfulness. Let us also consider Our Lady of Sorrows, who was wounded by all of our sins because they wounded her Son. And so let us consider these things, so that just as St. Mary Magdalene, we have loved much, much will be forgiven for us. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.